Across the nation, there are 95 vacant federal judgeships on district courts and circuit appeals courts. That's a vacancy rate of more than 10%. Who's to blame for the vacancies is the subject of a bitter partisan conflict in the U.S. Senate. Republicans say it's Democrats who last June took control of the Senate Judiciary Committee and with it the power to decide if and when President Bush's judicial nominees get a hearing. Democrats contend they've moved the nominees as fast as they can. NPR congressional correspondent David Wellner reports.
In South Dakota, the home state of Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle, this ad, sponsored by the Conservative Family Research Council, has been playing on local radio stations.
Honey, did you see the story about the Daschle detainees?
I think you mean the Taliban detainees, dear.
No, I mean the Daschle detainees. 8 federal judges President Bush nominated last May.
Last May?
That's right, and not one of them has been given a vote.
No wonder they're called the Daschle detainees.
The ad ends with a suggestion.
Call Tom Daschle. Tell him to stop playing politics with our courts.
Before Congress adjourned last week for a holiday recess, Daschle defended how he and his fellow Democrats have handled the president's judicial nominees.
We have confirmed more judges in 9 months than the Republican Congress confirmed in the first year of the Reagan administration, in 12 months.
Still, a recent study done by the Constitution Project at Georgetown University found that on average, Senate Democrats have taken 112 days to consider a Bush judicial nominee, more than 3 times what Reagan's first-year nominees had to wait. Former Republican Congressman Mickey Edwards, who took part in that study, says things weren't much different when Republicans ran the Senate.
There were long delays under the Clinton presidency as well. The problem is that the Senate, whether it's under Republican or Democrat control, tends to not put a high priority on moving judicial nominations quickly through the process.
And that's especially the case when one party controls the White House and the other the Senate. But some Republicans say the judicial nominee logjam has gotten especially bad during this Congress.
I've never seen the Judiciary Committee like this. I've never seen circuit court nominees treated like this.
Utah's Orrin Hatch is the top Republican on the Senate Judiciary Committee. During a recent bitter Senate floor debate, he accused Democrats of acting unfairly when 2 weeks ago they rejected Judge Charles Pickering for a seat on a circuit appeals court. Hatch said President Bush submitted the names of Pickering and 10 other judges for circuit court posts to the Senate last May.
And we have 8 of the original 11 still sitting there, some of the finest nominees I've ever seen. None of whom would be categorized as far right, in my opinion.
New York Democrat Charles Schumer, who voted against Pickering in committee, argued the records of some nominees suggest they have what he called extreme viewpoints.
Our courts are in danger of slipping out of balance. We're seeing conservative judicial activism erode Congress's power to enact laws that protect the environment and women's rights and workers' rights, just to name a few. Like at almost no other time in our past, we're seeing a finger on the scale that is subtly but surely altering this balance of power between Congress and the courts.
But what Democrats call a quest for balance on the courts, Republicans call payback. Arizona Republican John Kyle says it's about retribution and politics.
You've either got to be a moderate in their eyes, or they have to finally feel good about getting even to such an extent that somehow or other the scales are balanced now. They've gotten their pound of flesh. They've withheld action on a sufficient number of nominees that now they are willing to move forward.
Considering what's at stake, Sarah Binder of the Brookings Institution says it's little wonder the judicial nominees process has become so highly politicized.
I think it's reasonable to expect senators and presidents to care about the political balance because the policy choices they make, these are lifetime appointments. Particularly circuit courts, they're there for life, and most of those cases don't get to the Supreme Court. They're policymakers, and everyone should care about what type of policy views they're going to imprint on the law.
Senate Democrats say the more President Bush seeks a consensus on his nominees, the faster he'll get them confirmed. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.